Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone around the world. I welcome you back to ACC Global News. And again, I am happy everybody's joining us on really on this very special segment that we have over here on primetime this evening. It is a beautiful night out here in New York. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very grateful to be with all of you here this evening. And tonight, ACC has back with us really a wonderful guest. We have back with us mindset empowerment coach Christy Kendall. And she is the founder of Christy Kendall, Align Yourself to Success. And tonight we have a very special segment on domestic violence, and Christy will be speaking to the audience about this. And Christy, she helps people really in all facets of life to in really helping to empower women. But again, she is over here this evening, and she will for some time discuss, you know, domestic violence and actually survivors of domestic violence and really helping them get on with their lives as well. So again, we have a very special segment for everyone here this evening. It is now Wednesday, the 7th of June, and I would like to remind everyone tuning in, especially the people that do live overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment this evening with Christy, it will be permanently archived on our Blog Talk Radio site. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And as you know, we're also part of the big social media thing going on. We're also part of Facebook, and you can listen to the show live from there as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also part of the worldwide Twitter. And again, you can also listen to the show live from that platform as well. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And again, you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, we're all born with the ability to succeed. And the more we live, the greater chance you'll endure hardships, disappointments, and many, many setbacks. But there's also a higher chance for triumph and glory. And personal and professional success is the vision that we all strive for today. But in today's world, it could be incredibly difficult to maintain the balance and really truly achieve our dreams in every facet of life. Now, as Christy Kendall's clients will confess, she has this incredible capability to snap you out of limiting mindsets, identify the issues at hand, and get you back on a path towards empowerment and fulfillment. For Christy's sake, she's able to incorporate intuition and healing abilities while drawing from personal and professional experience. And Christy works with people in overcoming fear, trauma, and really a variety of obstacles that limit progress. She is truly an incredible person, and again, we're very happy to have her on here this evening and really also taking some time out to speak on the issues of domestic violence and survivors of that as well. So without further ado, to our audience this evening, I am very, very proud to present to you Mindset Empowerment Coach, founder of Christy Kendall Incorporated, Align Yourself to Success. Miss Christy Kendall, how are you doing on this very beautiful evening, Christy?
Hi, Matthew. I'm doing well. Thank you. It's good to be back with you here today.
Well, we are very happy to have you. And again, you'll be discussing so many important things this evening. Before anything, Christy, if you could please share with the audience, who exactly is Christy Kendall?
Yeah, so I am somebody who myself has overcome domestic violence and childhood trauma. And I'm passionate about helping women and a few good men who have overcome trauma and abuse in their life to really live a life that they are excited about living and feeling confident in their life and passionate about their life and safe in their bank account and their body. And yeah, that's my passion in the world.
And you truly have an incredible story. And again, a story that I know is inspiring for many people out there, many of us over here as well at the studios. Can you please share with the audience your personal journey that led you to where you are today?
Yeah. I grew up with domestic violence. I grew up in a home with domestic violence and a lot of trauma and abuse. And when I became an adult, I, you know, relived those patterns in my own self and my own choices of partners and experienced adult domestic violence. And, you know, I was inspired by people around me, you know, when a certain traumatic event happened, and I made a decision that I wasn't gonna live this way anymore. And I didn't believe in myself. I didn't have any education or knowing on how to change my life. But in that moment that I made that decision, the people around me, you know, the right people, the right coaches, the right mentors, the right healers, they showed up, and I was able to really begin to heal and to learn about, you know, learn and understand the why of it and really start to develop myself as a person and start to understand things and really get to know myself and start believing in myself, which led me to going back to college and starting a business and you know, all these divine moments that lead up to your soul purpose and your divine purpose in the world. You know, it's all synchronistic and divine. And all those events led me to where I am today. And I get to help other women in their lives. And very good.
So many people, again, struggle in so many different areas in life and aren't able to recover. Who or what do you say is your biggest influence in life? Or what really keeps you going?
Yeah, I would say my clients. My clients keep me going. Seeing them, you know, go from stuck and frozen and blocked in their life, because domestic violence can wreak havoc in our lives many years after we're out of the situation. And, you know, women entrepreneurs running their own businesses literally can be stuck frozen from moving forward in certain areas. And, you know, these are residual effects from the abuse and the trauma. And when I get to speak with these women and talk to these women and help them, and I get to witness them go from this stuck place to really thriving in their business, that drives me. That moves me forward. And that's my inspiration.
And now you've really dedicated your life to helping other people. And to everyone in the audience tuning in, She helps empower people that's dealt with domestic violence. She helps empower other people in business. And again, it's really in all facets of life she is helping people. So what really led to the foundation of your practice? When did you decide, I'm going to dedicate my life now to helping other people?
Yeah, so I went back to school to be an interior designer, and I started an interior design business. And my, you know, these are the divine moments that led up to something that doesn't seem related, but it is. I had this fear that froze me, and a lot of times when we've experienced abuse or trauma, we can't, you know, you've heard of the fight or flight, but there's also frozen when trauma happens. And that's very common, and that was the same with me. When something was scary or out of my comfort zone, I would freeze. And so, you know, years before when I dreamed of being an interior designer, I would, you know, do my research, and I was told you have to be able to sell. Sales is important. You have to be able to sell your product or your service to have a business. And that froze me. I was not able to move forward because of that, because I didn't believe in myself. I didn't know how to do that, and I didn't believe anybody would ever buy anything from me. And so it kept me from moving forward. After my traumatic event where I had that soul awakening and just made the choice that things were going to move, I was introduced to healers and different techniques and modalities that helped me to release that stuck trauma and that frozen, that fear that just keeps you frozen. And I was able to go back to school, and I became a designer. And it just so happens that my greatest strength was what one of my greatest fears were, sales.
Wow. And how ironic is that?
Yeah. And so that's very common for people when they're stuck and completely frozen in an area. Once we can free them from that trauma that's trapped, they thrive in that department. And because I was so good at sales, I ended up winning some awards and, you know, really gained some self-respect. And that was reflecting back to me and other people respecting me and the success that I was experiencing. And people were asking me, what are you doing? How are you doing this? And I saw direct correlation to the inner work that I would do on myself when I would heal something, you know, a past experience or a past trauma. I would have a shift in my business for the better. And I started noting what I was doing because people were asking me what I was doing and how I was doing it. So I started really noting, taking note and seeing the patterns and what I was doing. And then, people, you know, I started teaching, doing sales training, and people started asking for me to mentor them. Companies had me train their sales reps, and that, all of those situations just led to more people wanting to work with me and helping, you know, asking for my help. And I took some coaching training and got certified in some different modalities, and it just led to me doing it full time. I was very passionate about it, and you know, I'm passionate about people, and you know, the concept that we heal others to heal ourselves really resonates with me. I think that's true.
Yes.
But that's how it came about.
And it's really a truly incredible success story that you do have. Now, you mentioned, again, you know, getting back to this topic of domestic violence, being a domestic violence survivor yourself, how empowering do you feel now that you've been able to overcome the trauma of that situation? How has that changed your life?
Yeah, that's changed my life tremendously. You know, again, I was a single mom in an abusive relationship on welfare, struggling in every area of my life to even believe in myself. So to have nice things for myself and to be able to, you know, have relationships that felt good and to be able to travel and do things and be inspired every day was something that was very foreign to me. And so now when I think about that, you know, I get to live my life with complete freedom. I can work from anywhere. I get to travel. I get to be around amazing people, and I get to meet amazing people every day. So it's, you know, it's a complete and total shift in my life from where I was 15 years ago in every area.
And again, it's incredible. I know that there's so many people out there listening that either are in similar situations that you are once in or know someone else that is, and they could truly realize how incredible your story is with the big turnaround of your life. What I would like to ask you, Christy, why is it so difficult for women to mentally recover from trauma from domestic violence?
Yeah, you know, the trauma stays in your body and your energy fields for years and years and years. So it can show up just randomly at different times and in different ways.
I've seen it actually.
Yeah. So a lot of and because a lot of people don't understand it, or they haven't had education, or they don't have, you know, somebody to explain it to them, they just feel like something's wrong with them, and they don't know how to move forward all the time.
And I was actually going to ask you, is the recovery time period from trauma different for all victims? Because I noticed that there's some people that are able to recover, there's some people that it takes years and years.
There's definitely a different time frame for everybody. Everybody is going to process differently. Everybody experiences trauma differently. You know, something small can happen for one person, and the trauma can be so great it affects them for the rest of their life, while another person can experience that same thing and it not affect them. And it really depends on the person and the sensitivity of the person. There's a lot of highly sensitive people in the world that they're more empathic, they're just more sensitive. And those people tend to be much more affected by abuse and trauma than others. And
so, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And it can show up at any time. People that have spent years healing, it can still show up years later.
So, Christy, for those people that are still, you know, dealing with those effects, how do you assist women with these residual effects from trauma from domestic violence?
So, you know, a lot of times people don't understand that what they're experiencing is residual effects from that trauma. They don't know. They think that they've, you know, they're not in that situation anymore and they've overcome it. But if you are feeling any self-worth, a lack of self-worth, self-confidence in any areas, if you, what I've really seen a lot of is when women get out of the pattern of domestic violence, they take over the behavior of self-abuse in different areas, such as their finances or their how they treat their body, the food that they eat and the things that they do, whether it be smoking or drinking or overeating or just habitual negative self-talk. Finances, a lot of times you can see the direct correlation to their money patterns that you could to the abuse that they experience as a child or as a, you know, as an adult.
That's very interesting.
And it is. So the, you know, the things to look for is just not being able to move forward in your life, having struggles around money, whether it's you're spending money or being able to get to the next level in your business. You know, a lot of people will reach a certain level and they just can't seem to break through that ceiling. Just really deep self-worth, confidence, things like that. And a lot of women appear to be, oh, she's so successful, she's got it together. But it's the stuff that we don't see that, you know, that's under the surface that's affecting them.
So I know there's many people tuning in again that really want to change their lives. How soon can the women you assist start seeing results from working with you during their recovery process?
Many women experience results the very first session that we have. I have, you know, people tell me one session with you, I felt more relief than I felt with 15 years of therapy. And other people take longer. You know, everybody's going to be different. The thing about it is when you shift and heal a trauma, it really opens you up. You know, we call those blocks. When you clear a trauma, it opens up your mind so you can see things differently. And so
yeah.
The solution that's been there the whole time, often you can't see it when you're blocked. So when you clear that, the solution shows right up. And so it looks like magic, but it's not. It's been there the whole time. We just can't see something oftentimes when we're stuck in this emotion that we're not even aware of oftentimes.
And I know people get into this mindset that sometimes think I'm worthless or I'm helpless. Nobody can help me. I'm always going to be miserable. I'm always going to be angry. Now, what are some of the ways you can help empower the women that have suffered from domestic violence? Like, what are some of the services you could provide for them?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have a lot of different things that we do. You know, people can work with me in, you know, privately, one-to-one coaching, mentoring, that type of thing, where we address specifically whatever's going on with you. So one-to-one coaching is powerful and life-transforming for sure. I teach a lot of workshops where we really teach you how the mind works, how trauma gets stuck in our bodies, and how our thinking and the way we feel can really be affecting our lives. We do a retreat every year. It's the Love Your Body, Love Your Life retreat. And that retreat, I partner with Fiona Rose of loveyourbody.fit, and she is a belly dance instructor. So we incorporate the mindset tools and the inner work and healing with belly dancing. And what this does is we're addressing all levels at the same time. So women who have experienced abuse, whether it's childhood trauma or domestic violence, very often will disconnect from their bodies. And I call it leaving your body. So women are oftentimes not in their body. They're not familiar with being in their body. And it's very common for women who have experienced sexual abuse to be overweight. And when this, you know, all this is a lack of being in your body, which prevents your body from being grounded. And so the belly dancing just teaches us women how to really be in our bodies again, and that our bodies are safe and it's fun and it's comfortable, and we can reignite everything that's wonderful about being a woman, that being a woman can feel good. And when we're coupling that with the mindset and the healing and the clearing these trauma emotions that's stuck in the body, amazing things happen. Women leave these workshops and these retreats just feeling brand new, confident, empowered, excited about life.
And the way you explained it, I could hear the passion in your voice, but you really give a great visual. I'm sure that those workshops are amazing. Now, for the other people that actually don't live close by and they are in desperate need of assistance, do you have, like, different programs? How do you hold your sessions? Can you work with anyone from around the country or around the world?
I do, yeah. We can work with anybody. I have clients in Saudi Arabia and Canada and, you know, just all over the place. And so we can work over the phone. There's Skype. There's so many ways to work. And energy healing is energy is not bound by distance. So that's the blessing with modern technology, is we can work, you know, any way, any area. And there's different programs and different things that we can do. So definitely we can work with anybody wherever they are in their life or their business. We have something for them. We have Facebook groups online, which you can find on my website, which is christykendall.com. And it's christikendall.com. And all of that is on the website, so you can find it. Online Facebook groups, so daily inspiration. We do a lot of affirmations and lives where we talk about mindset and give tips and tools on mindset. We have email lists, so we do a lot of, you know, send out emails with tips and tools that can help people. We have workshops, programs, you name it, and we got you covered.
And I've had the opportunity to speak to you on a couple of occasions, and I'm fully aware with the incredible service that you're giving to many people around the world. I really want you to share with the audience, because I know they hear so many different people out there, different therapists or different coaches. What do you feel sets you apart from the others in your industry?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what sets me apart is I have a unique personality in that I can go really deep emotionally in a really gentle way that helps people to feel safe. And I hold space. And holding space is just a way to surround somebody with love and energy, to where they feel like they can just do this work and really believe in themselves and make the changes and the shifts. And community that I've created are like-minded women who empower each other. You know, there's so much societal stuff today. It's very common, and it's actually a study that they've done where women tend to relate to each other through negative self-talk. And so I created a community that's the opposite. We learn to relate to each other through positivity, through supporting each other and inspiring each other and really building each other up. And that's the stuff that I'm passionate about. And so what sets me apart is my ability to go really deep emotionally and clear those stuck traumas and beliefs from your energy field and your body permanently. That's the difference between the kind of work I do and other types of therapy, is we get to that and we clear it emotionally and energetically,
and
permanently.
And I want you to really tell the audience, if anybody out there is wondering, hey, why is she dedicating her life to doing this? What is she getting out of this? I want you to share with them, what is the personal satisfaction you get from helping to empower all of these women from all over the world?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yes.
You know, I believe that we heal others to heal ourselves, and that resonates with me. I think it's natural for us when something works for us or we found something that we believe in, we want to share that. I think that's kind of human nature. And the things that I've experienced in my life that have helped me, I know that they can help other people. And there's no woman on this planet that should suffer. And when I think of somebody suffering, it does something to me emotionally, where when you know you have the answer for somebody and you can help them, you want to get that information to them and you want to help them. I believe that women should love their lives and feel good in their bodies and be passionate about their bank accounts. And they should be able to experience love and romance and know that they're loved and honored and supported and be able to have businesses that give them freedom so they can show up in the world the way they're meant to.
And again, I can hear the passion in your voice. If you could please share with the audience your contact information, give them your website. And I know your name is spelled a little bit tricky, so if you could please spell it out for them. And for everybody tuning in, again, please listen in very closely. because I definitely want you to reach out to Christy if you're in need of assistance. Go ahead, Christy.
Yeah, well, first I would just like to say, you know, sometimes just jumping on the phone with somebody and answering their questions can transform somebody's life. And so I want to leave my phone number if there's any women who are experiencing not feeling good in their bodies and stuck in their bank accounts and, you know, not feeling good in their business or stuck and not being able to move forward. I would love to hear from them. And so my phone number is 949-324-5905. You can also email me, and I'm going to spell my name. So my email is Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-I, at ChristyKendall.com. So ChristyKendall. Christy at ChristyKendall.com is my email. And that's my website as well, ChristyKendall.com. And you can contact me through the website. You can see the events that we have available to you. Those are posted on the website. And you can join us on Facebook. We have a group. We call it the Diamond Lounge. And I believe that every woman is a diamond, and that it, the group is just supportive and encouraging and empowering. And so you can find the link to the Facebook group on my website.
And we're just about out of time today, but again, for everybody tuning in, if you want to change and you don't want to just talk about it and you're ready to do it, again, please reach out to Christy. The first step is just reaching out to somebody to talk to. And as she just explained, even one conversation may possibly change your life. To our audience, I am very happy that you did join us for this very special segment this evening. And to you as well, Christy, I thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And to our audience, we'll definitely have Christy back with us again in the future. Please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And to everyone out there, you have a wonderful evening. And to you as well, Christy, you have a wonderful night.